Welcome to Three in the Key.
You have to understand, when you put a team together like that, you have to have some role players who just like, I'm just going to play defense, and I'm just going to run up and down the court. If I get a shot, I get a shot.
Bringing you in-depth basketball analysis and interviews from the Great White North.
Every guy on that team is a ball-dominant guy. And you see them playing a lot of one-on-one basketball. That's the thing I notice more than anything.
With your hosts, Elias L. Zane, Will Macklin, and Dave the Professor Tripp.
Welcome to Three in the Key. I'm Dave Tripp, sitting here with Elias L. Zane and Will Macklin.
Hey!
Hey! Yo. If you want to tune in to Three in the Key, go to threeinthekey.ca. We are on Instagram.
Yes, we are.
I don't know how to find us there. It's on the website, though.
Yep.
At BasketPod on Twitter.
That's a
Make
good
sure
one.
You check out our Twitter.
I actually forgot that one last week, or 2 weeks ago. I forgot
Dude,
what
that,
our
That might
Facebook.
Be the most important one. Facebook FB, the kids are calling it.
Dr. Yeah, that's right. They are.
Facebook. Check us out there, too. Like our stuff. Maybe even share it.
This is so surreal, the reins that you've taken here.
I know, eh?
I know. Dave is back from taking all his time off.
Yeah,
he's been studying how to get in and out of segments.
He's a natural-born leader, in my opinion.
I wouldn't go that far. Sorry, Dave.
Nah. No,
just
kidding. I'm more of a journeyman.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
The band's finally back together.
When was the last time we were all together?
Too long. That's how long.
Yeah.
Super weird, but yeah, it's been good. I've hosted a show by myself with a random person. We've done one. You've guys done one. It's been. We've all together again. But Elias has been the one who's been away the most. I think. I feel like it's committed
False.
To the
no,
show.
It has to be me.
Like, yeah,
man,
I think
I feel
it's
like
Dave.
I haven't been here in weeks.
Really,
I work here every day too, but I haven't feel like I've been here having fun in a long time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's
Miss
correct.
You guys.
And
Miss
I'm back.
You guys.
I'm back to work, and I'm actually walking around properly. So
good with two legs.
Thanks, man. Means a lot.
Yeah, he's surgery went well. Obviously, off the cane now. So.
That's right.
It's true. You've had like a Paul George like
life.
Like
same
you're like
life.
The phoenix from the ashes
That's
of your
right,
torn
definitely.
MCL.
And now we're gonna win a gold medal.
Bada bing,
bada boom.
We were calling him Big Daddy Will.
That's so, right.
For a while.
Well, I was trying to get into the hip hop scene for a little bit.
Yeah, you do well there.
I do okay, actually, surprisingly enough.
Great hair for it.
Man, what a summer we've had for basketball. Basketball and basketball.
Yeah, it's been great. Everything's going on. Big news here locally.
True.
The Ravens picked up 6'9 forward Eddie Ecor. He's decommitted or not going to Xavier. That's where he had committed first. And he's staying at home here in Carleton, the best program in the country, obviously in the CIS. And his dream, obviously like every other kid playing basketball these days, is to make it to the NBA and Dave Smart and
I
Company.
I thought you were going to say Carleton. But yeah.
Dave Smart and Company are going to work with him to get him there. Obviously, he's the most talented kid out here coming out of Ottawa in the basketball scene this year.
Is a talented Canadian, too? How many
he's
star
Canadian.
Recruit was he?
He was the fifth ranked in Canada.
Yeah. I think he was a four-star recruit.
Yeah.
Probably do some research on
We'll
that.
Never know.
But he's staying here, and he's going to be big for the Ravens.
Yes.
Who are looking for their seventh straight title and 13th overall in 15 years.
Well, that's a great program to develop in. You've seen the Scrubs, how far they've come along. I mean,
how dare you? Oh, wait. I see.
We don't want no Scrubs. In that case, we definitely do. We'd take all the Scrubs we can get because, I mean, hey, look how they performed at the Olympic qualifying tournament. They were some of the glue guys on that team. So.
Definitely.
Sure.
No, I agree. I mean, that's a huge disappointment for Xavier. I mean, a school that went deep in the Madness tournament.
And Bill Murray will be crushed.
Yeah. The like,
his son's the head coach there.
Exactly right. So then, and then you got, Cincinnati, nice little city, but he's going to stay home in Ottawa, which is fun to, it'll be fun. And we can watch the games too, which is great.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll check him out and see
Ramping
a development.
Ramping up that Ottawa-Carleton rivalry.
That's right.
Yeah, also, who did Ottawa you get?
Jean-Emmanuel Pierre-Charles, who used to play at Carleton and transferred over to the GGs. So it's going to be
for a second-round pick, is that right?
Something like that. I think it might have been even a third-rounder. Team USA clinched their third straight Olympic gold medal match.
Right.
Yeah,
They're in the final. They'll most likely play, it looks like, Serbia. As we're recording this, Serbia's a big on Australia. Anything could change now. But remember, Serbia played the U.S.
Gelly's going to go on a run. Deli's going to go to big run.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's
or Patty Mills.
Hey, could be.
Ben Simmons enters.
He looks out a lot of nowhere. More. He looks a lot more intimidating with that beard, eh?
Yeah, he does actually.
Patty Mills, like that guy's a force to be reckoned with next year. Maybe that beard is all business.
Well, he's going to get more minutes, I think, now for the Spurs.
Agreed. Yeah.
I don't know, Mike.
But yeah. Serbia played the U.S. in the group stage, and they only lost by 3, and Bogdanovic had a chance to tie it, right? And he missed. So it's going to be interesting if Serbia gets back to the final. Obviously, they're going to be motivated. They had a good comeback win against Croatia in the quarterfinal.
Yes. A lot of skill on that team, for sure.
What time is the game on Sunday?
Sometime in the afternoon, probably.
Oh, man, I'm excited for that. This is going to be amazing.
Action o'clock.
I don't think definitely. The U.S. I'll loses. They have
AM?
Too much talent. Too much talent.
Yeah, I know, right? But I mean, we talked about this last week. Serbia just like... These guys have played together for so long, and they know each other so well. It's going to be worth ethic versus all-stars at this point, right?
So you know what? Even watching Spain today, I thought that the Spanish team managed the ball so much better than the American team. They almost seem like they don't really know what they're doing with it. I felt like their go-to was kind of get into the post and give it to DeAndre for a lot of the game.
Well, he had a really good game.
Well, yeah, but it helps when you hand the guy the ball in the post, and all he's got to do is jump up and dunk it. I mean, that's not really...
True.
It's but not he's really not a guy you give basketball yeah. that no, you're expecting.
But this is a team, I think, for the U.S. that has too many isolation players.
Agreed.
Yep. Kyrie, Paul, not that they're not good at it. Obviously, they're great, but their brand has been a lot in the last couple Olympics. Even they've always had these type of guys that can take over one-on-one, obviously, with Kobe, with LeBron, with Melo, who's the all-time leading scorer for the U.S. now, add Kevin Durant, you know, all these guys. But... Here, even those guys, they played as a team, sharing the ball, alley-oops, getting out on the fast break, getting the best shot. But this one, a lot of plays you see that, okay, one guy has it, everyone is just standing there watching.
Right.
And one guy is going, if he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, okay, let's get back and defend. Right? So that's kind of been their little problem, although they haven't been defeated yet. They've been close to losing a couple of times. But it hasn't been, you know, obviously it hasn't been a loss, but they got in there. And Serbia is one team that took them to that brink of giving them the first L, and they might play them again this Sunday. So it should be interesting.
I don't think the American team's played selfishly or anything. I think that they're sharing the ball. I just think that like you said, it's the isolation players, the individual styles that aren't matching with the team games that you're seeing from a lot of the European and South American teams. And it's made a big difference because when it's almost a prettier game watching these European teams share the ball the way that they do as opposed to seeing dribble and drive and dribble and drive back to the perimeter.
I was going to say, like, does it make sense? Like, maybe that when you do recruiting for your next World Championships or any FIBA tournament going forward, would you maybe... look at really good role guys, kind of fill those spots?
Never. I don't think the U.S.
Well,
would do that.
I think
they're taking the best 12 guys that have committed to the program over the last couple of years. LeBron has come out and said that he hasn't retired internationally, that his name would still be in the hat for 2020
well, he had a long
in Tokyo.
Exactly,
but you take the best 12 guys. Look at a couple of the names that weren't on this team. CP3, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, LeBron James, obviously.
Kawhi Leonard,
Anthony Davis,
Blake
Griffin,
guys. I want to see
Kevin
these guys'
Love.
Birth certificates, but yeah,
Russell
I get
Westbrook.
It.
There are a lot of good players.
So those guys, those 7, 8 guys that I just named can be on the team, and you add maybe a DeMarcus, and you keep
I'm
a Melo and a
Durant. But if Serbia beats them,
it's going to be a disappointment, obviously, for the U.S.
It'll be amazing. It'll be disappointing.
If Serbia beats him, like, look out, like, Nikola Jokic fans. They're going to be all over the place. They're going to be popping up all over. Oh, I've been talking about this guy for the whole year. He's so good.
I kind of want them to lose, just a Jace. I want them a little bit to lose. I don't know. I kind of want to.
I was cheering for Spain today. Not a big Coach K guy.
Yeah, I know. You like your
honestly, conduction. I would just wish that Canada was in there.
Oh.
Every where do you time. Think they would have done watching this tournament? Where do you
well,
think
it depends what group they would have been in, who was on the team. We can't predict that, but
okay,
obviously,
whatever. Judging by these teams now,
obviously, I think Canada would have had a good shot because they would have had all NBA caliber guys.
Yeah, exactly. And Wiggins would have stepped in, doing like 360
Wiggins,
jumps,
Tristan Thompson, Corey Joseph, who's been a leader on
Stauskas.
And off the court for Team Canada.
A lot of guys would have come up.
Olynyk, a bunch of guys would have been there.
Contract, maybe not him.
Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Dwight Powell, who played very well in that qualifying tournament in Mexico for Team Canada, who wasn't there, unfortunately, in Manila because of his contract situation. So I think they would have done very well. When a guy puts on a jersey representing his country, it's a different feel. It's a different motivation. The whole country is rooting for you, really, this time. You know, I know I get the Raptors and Toronto, and they have the whole Canada cheering for them and stuff like that. There is people here in Canada that cheer for other teams that have favorite teams. They would like to see them do well. But when it is Team Canada at that national level in basketball, I think it would have been different for guys having that Canada on their chest. And obviously, we haven't been in the Olympics in basketball since Steve Nash in 2000. So now, if we make it in 2020, it's going to be 20 years. So it's going to be a big, big thing for these Canadians, whoever the 12 guys are on that team, and if they make it for the program in Canada. We saw our women's, obviously, disappointing loss in the quarterfinal against France, but they've represented well in the last couple of years and for Canada as a whole.
I think that a big showing by the Canadian national team at the Olympics, had they made it, that would have raised the exposure of basketball exponentially across
for
the country.
For sure.
People would have cared.
100%.
That's your biggest
if they'd
word,
been able to medal in this tournament, basketball unbelievable. Would have taken a huge leap forward. And it's disappointing that they had the opportunity to qualify and the entire NBA just decided not worth it. For me, as a fan of basketball, like, that almost crushes me. Is we had a free pass into the Olympics this year.
I wouldn't say a free pass because France was there, which would have been a little tighter. Obviously, if we would have had more guys or the NBA guys, the Wiggins and all those guys.
We had a legitimate shot to medal in this tournament, and certain players decided they didn't want to go. And we still almost took it all the way there because guys like Tristan Thompson and Corey Joseph, they were able to commit their time to Canada and to try to make this happen despite getting no help from their NBA brethren.
Yeah, that was tough to swallow. I still think that was really, really tough. But, I mean, watching this tournament, I think they would have done really, really well. I think they would have done, I think at least getting it through the medal game, like to a bronze, I think, medal game, anything like that. I mean, when you meet U.S. or Serbia, or, I mean, France or Spain, but I think they would have done really well, especially just being here and taking in the whole atmosphere. I think they would have done really well.
Exactly, and if they would have made this Olympic game in 2016 here in Rio, even if they wouldn't have medaled, at least they would have had that experience of playing in an Olympic game. So coming to 2020, the expectation would have been a medal, no matter what it is, one, two, or three.
Right.
That would have been great because they would have had the experience.
Yeah, Team Canada's a young team.
Exactly. They would have had the experience in this Olympics, and everyone would have been like, okay, it's the first one in 16 years. They got there, a couple of young guys. They made us proud they're there. And in 2020, we expect them to medal. Now they get there in 2020. I'm expecting them to medal right away, even if they haven't been there in 20 years, because all those guys that are going to be on that team are going to be NBA caliber guys, and they're going to be have like a couple of years under their belt for like in the NBA and basketball.
This is a killer for me, though, because these games are in Rio, they're essentially in our time zone. So if you're watching Canada play, you're watching them play at 7 p.m. You're watching them play at 8 p.m. That's when people want to watch sports. They don't want to watch it at noon during a work day. In Tokyo, nobody's going to watch Canada play basketball.
No, it's true. I love that.
Unless
World Cup
PBR
2 years
it.
Ago, same thing. Right?
Exactly. And it's just disappointing that this was the opportunity to really do something. And I don't know.
It was just because
I feel like we missed.
Especially what you said about the Raptors having going so deep in the East. And now
could have picked up the momentum.
Exactly. That would have been great. For us, even as a TV, as a podcast, you know, as a
Canadian
basketball podcast.
Thanks, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, you're a big old jerk.
No, I still have mad respect for Wiggins. He's great.
Well, okay, I'm just kidding.
No. Hey, I get it. You got a brand new coach coming in. It all makes sense. It's frustrating
because he has given his time to Canada and he's committed. And
when he
went
was like
to
a baby.
Tournament. And they didn't win. I know, obviously, we would have loved to see him play, and it hurt us because he's, like, the star player. We have the Corey Joseph and the Tristan Thompson. Those guys do very well for Canada, but Wiggins is that star, or he's been labeled that star since he's gone into the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Yes, those guys have championships and have gone to the finals twice, but the role players on championship teams. When Wiggins, if he makes it that far and wins, he could be the star on a championship team. Which, obviously with the Raptors making it so far and Canada being behind them, and there was no Canadian hockey teams in the NHL playoffs, and it was just basketball. And, obviously Team Canada would have took over with that momentum. One last question before We move on. I got a question about Team USA. Klay Thompson starts, but would you rather start Paul George? Swish or miss quickly. I think, I don't know, Paul George, they're both all NBAers. I think, I guess Thompson's a better shooter, but they're both great defensively and offensively. I think George maybe can create a little more for the teammates than
I feel like
what Klay Thompson can do.
Yeah, Klay's more of like a good open shot maker, right? And he's
really
good
at his own shot too.
Defender though, like,
yeah, he is. But George is too. He's an all NBA defender.
I know what you mean, though. I know, like, PG can make plays. Like, he creates offense.
That's the only one question that I have. I see Kyle Lowry. Obviously, he's the backup point guard, which is great because he's.
But
a
Klay had the most points for the U.S. today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did actually. I think so.
Yeah, so like, I mean, he's done very well.
Yeah, I'm not saying Klay shouldn't start, but I'm just.
Are you saying he should be an Olympic athlete at all? I think that's where you're coming around here. Should he even be in the NBA?
Should he even be playing basketball?
I'd keep Klay, honestly. I think that Klay, I think that he's more what they need. How many incredible shooters are on this American team? You're kind of losing some of the...
It's true.
You're kind of lacking in some of the better shooters. Like, Steph isn't on the team. They're lacking in some of the better shooters in the league. And
oh, yeah, totally. I mean, for years, their best shooter was Carmelo. That's why he has the most points. That's what happened.
But Kevin Durant only playing in his second Olympics and is already third.
Yeah, he's the best shooter now.
Yeah, what, though? KD's been the best player in this tournament, I think, for the U.S., just in terms of game in, game out, going out and doing it. But they're giving him the ball. He should be the best player on this team. He's the best player on this team. He's the only MVP, you know?
Yeah. So. No, I think so too. No, but it's a good point though. I think PG would be a great player too. Like, I think he'll pass. He's more of a passer,
but,
right?
But like,
so.
Paul George is like a. This is my issue with the American team is I look at a guy like Draymond. What's Draymond doing for that team right now? I think Draymond Green's an incredibly important player, but what's he doing for Team USA? I think Paul George is a more effective Swiss Army knife off the bench. Play the two, the three, the four. He stretches the floor. He can guard all three positions. Draymond's not moving around very quickly on that floor. He's been kind of
He hasn't played that well today. I didn't see him get on the floor too much. I think Krzyzewski like kind of shortened his rotation even more. I don't think DeMar got on the floor. Harrison Barnes didn't get on the floor.
Yeah.
Butler got on the floor for a couple of minutes, and he was talking the big game before, saying that he wanted to guard Mirotić. You know, both Bulls players, which was pretty cool. But a lot of the starters were playing most of the minutes, and obviously after Cousins got fouled out, DeAndre Jordan. Played at the five.
All right, one last swish and miss question.
Oh yeah,
should this be Coach K's last Olympics?
Well, it is, no matter what.
But if you could rewire his brain to change his mind, would you, or would you stick with it the way it is?
If I would, like stability. As if I was an American fan, yes, I would like stability, and I would like just Coach K to be doing it for as long as he is able to be alive.
Yeah, I think I would agree because he's already won two gold on his way to a third. Why not just keep going and add a fourth?
Wrong answer.
Okay.
But Popovich is great.
I'm joking.
Just don't like him. You wish that...
Popovich is... I mean, he's a little long in the tooth, right? I don't think he's going to be coaching too many more Olympics.
Well, I think he might do one. I bet that's it.
Yeah, one.
But I mean, there's a lot of good young coaches.
Do you wish the Kentucky... Coach?
No, I mean, not unless he's recruiting them out of college. There's no point in making Coach Cal the...
Can you imagine all the high school players on Team USA?
You know what? Cal could recruit a team and they'd still win the Olympic gold.
Get out of here. I don't think so.
You could take a team solely out of players Cal's recruited and they'd win the Olympic gold.
NBA? The ones that are in the NBA, yeah. John Wall and Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I could play
maybe,
that.
Yeah, okay, in a few years, maybe for 2020, but not... Not any other guys or whatever he's recruiting right now. No, because
wings.
The Europeans are so good.
Well, they got Jamal.
Missing wings.
The Europeans are so good.
That's true. I'm joking a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of good young coaches, though. Or like a Brad Stevens.
Yeah, Will mentioned that last week.
Yeah, I love Brad Stevens.
Yeah, there's a lot of good young...
Yeah, I think after Popovich, I think this was kind of like there was a problem a couple of years ago. Not a problem, but they chose Krzyzewski over Popovich, I think it was, to take over. And Popovich didn't like that. So maybe, I guess, they're making it up to him now. Okay, you'll get to 2020. You'll win that gold as the head coach. And then we'll get someone for the future.
That makes sense. For sure.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Quickly, a couple other things before... we wrap up this first segment. All-Star Game officially set now, or All-Star Weekend, All-Star Week for the NBA in February set in New Orleans, the third time that they get to host it.
Outstanding.
Obviously, with the whole law thing in Charlotte, that got pulled up a couple of months ago, or a month ago, maybe now. Maybe
yeah, a month ago, yeah.
Probably the right move.
Definitely. So now in New Orleans, also, we didn't mention this last week, but LeBron James becoming the highest paid player in the NBA for the first time in his career.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Does he deserve it?
Yeah, of course. 3 years, $100 million. Waited all summer to
is
see what
for
guys.
Him?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's really like, that's just change. It's changes his bank account with all the Nike money and everything, right? So, but he wants the respect. He's earned it. He's the best player in the world right now. If you watch the playoffs, that counts for you.
How similar of a contract is it? 3 years,
$100 million, but the third year is a player option. There's a no trade clause, and it's $30 million, 30
yeah,
points something this year, and then 31,
yeah,
31 or maybe 32 in the next year, not this coming season, but the one after that. Which is, yeah, he waited all summer to see what the market was, I guess, for with all this whole spike.
Oh, yeah, he just put down a picture of Mike Conley's face and was like, give it a
double it.
Yeah, it's basically. But the one question, too, with the Cavs, they're already over the luxury tax.
Right.
Even with the salary cap increased for this season. And they haven't signed J.R. Smith yet. And LeBron said, you guys, J.R. Swish, J.R. no shirt.
I was going to say.
J.R. no shirt.
Maybe they can just pay him in shirts. He doesn't seem to have any.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been signed yet. LeBron has said, get him done.
Yeah.
Sign him.
I don't care if you have to trade Kevin Love twice to make it happen.
Like, if they sign him, obviously their money, the money is going to go deeper and they're going to pay a bigger luxury tax bill.
Yeah, but
and it's not a guaranteed championship now that Kevin Durant's gone to the Warriors. Not that it guarantees the Warriors a title, but it seems like we're destined.
That could cripple Cleveland's economy.
It seems like we're headed for a third
Dan Gilbert Cavs does not have that
Warriors final. So what's up with J.R. Smith? Should the Cavs, you know, swallow the pill and pay him the money, or because no other team seems like they're offering him something, or should he explore his options?
I think the Cavs will have to take him if LeBron wants him, right? Like, that's how.
Well, he is the GM. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so you have
that's
to.
True.
So he has to sign. Plus, is JR with LeBron's agency yet? Is that a thing?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe.
I don't think so.
I assume they would have given him a shirt had he signed up.
Yeah, at least the very one shirt.
I would most definitely re-sign JR.
Who would want him, though? Like, who else would need him?
He's only anybody who needs 3-point shooting. The guy's an incredible shooter.
Incredible.
Wow, his numbers were spectacular last year. He shot like friggin' 48%.
I feel like he's good when the best player in the world around him.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, obviously that helps anyone, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like he would not be good
there
anywhere
are a lot
else.
Of teams
well, he was a sixth man of the year with the Knicks, and he had a very good couple of years there.
Yeah.
And then when Phil Jackson came, things kind of went down south, and he got traded. And he had a good year last year. Well, the year before they won this season, 2 years ago, when they went all the way to finals, he was all right. Then they bounced back again this year, and they won the title. And he was really good in that game 7. Definitely. He hit a couple of good threes right out of the half.
Yes,
to tie the game back up, and it was pretty much back and forth from that moment till the end. To Kyrie's shot and LeBron's
Cleveland's
block.
Cleveland's the only team that has to give him that. We'll only give him that money. No, he's not getting paid anywhere else.
Well, this happened last year with Tristan Thompson, too, and then they just bit the bullet and paid him what he needed to get paid, and they kept
well,
him.
Well, he wanted more, but they gave him less.
Then they won a championship. It turned out to be the right investment.
Oh, he was, like, the perfect role guy on that team for this championship team.
And we'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to 3 in the Key.
Welcome back inside the Key. Elias Alzane alongside Will Macklin and Dave Tripp. I was about to say Will Tripp.
That's the same thing, a hybrid between the
I
two.
I think, yeah.
We're all the same color on the inside.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
We're all perfect human beings.
We're brothers.
We are. Remember, you can get a hold of us at the3nikki@gmail.com, at basketball on Twitter, the3nikki on Facebook and on Instagram. Check out our website, 3nikki.ca. You can hear and listen to every episode on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iTunes. Make sure to rate and review us up there and let us know what you think. We're always open to any suggestions that our listeners have, so get a hold of us anyway, Facebook, Twitter, obviously Instagram, by email, the old school way of emails.
Yes.
They're electronic mails.
And as we head into the season, which is just a couple of months away, like next month and sometime in September, the training camps kick off for NBA teams. We're going to tell you some teams that we're excited to watch this upcoming season, who we think could, you know, not necessarily playoff teams, but take a step forward. And teams that we really don't understand what they've been doing this offseason. So I guess I'll start, fellas. I don't get what the Bulls – we've touched on this a couple of weeks ago and throughout the summer with their signings, but I don't get what the Bulls have done, especially with a Fred Hoiberg still as their coach who loves the spacing and the shooting. They go and sign a guy like D-Wade, who's not the greatest shooter, Rondo as well, who's a horrendous shooter.
That's your backcourt.
That's your backcourt right there, yeah.
And now you're taking Jimmy Butler out of his natural position.
At the two and putting him at the three, which also I think he's an all right shooter. He's good. He can get it going if he catches fire.
Certainly improved last year.
Yeah, and he made the All-Star game. Didn't play because he was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, other than him, Mirotić, a young forward, I think those are the two kind of bright spots. Wade just left to, you know, give a middle finger to Pat Riley and the Heat for not paying him.
I like the Denzel Valentine.
Yeah, the Denzel Valentine pick, and he was good in the summer league. He was good in the summer league. He had a couple clutch shots. So they have a good little young core, and they have those vets and Rondo and Wade and now maybe Butler, who's been in the league for a couple of years. But I think Rondo was an all right pickup, a good pickup in terms of, like, he'll handle the ball, he'll have freedom in the offense, set up guys, but the whole spacing in Fred Hoiberg's system, and he can't shoot and shoots it like very bad, but he's a triple double threat every night though, really, even though if it's like 10-10-10 or whatever, but he can get it done. Wow. and he's a good defender.
We'll see what he can do when he isn't giving the ball to DeMarcus Cousins every game too, right? Like
he had
some go-to options in Sacramento, and I just don't think the front court's as strong in Chicago this year, losing Pau Gasol, losing Joakim Noah. I mean, I think that their front court takes a hit. And, you know, you got
Mirotić, maybe Denzel if they put him at the three.
Because they just had another disappointing season. I mean, not another, but they had one.
Yeah, exactly.
Bobby Portis could have a big year.
Bobby Portis is all like those young guys. But that's the thing with the Bulls. They said, oh, when they traded D. Rose and Noah left and Gasol left, they're like, oh, yeah, we're rebuilding. We're going to go younger, more athletic and whatnot. Then they go inside two vets and Rondo and Wade.
Well, at the draft, they tried to make that push for Chris Dunn.
That's right.
That couldn't happen. They couldn't get
that
the
was going to cost
done.
Them Butler, but I think they wanted to maybe team up Butler and Dunn, but there was no way the Celtics were going to.
Because I think
that
you could make a Rose Wade combo work. I think that could work better than a Rondo Wade combo.
Yeah, because Rose is a better shooter, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think either of those teams is going to win you a championship, though.
No,
in Chicago, isn't that what you're going for? I don't really get these signings.
No, well, exactly. I get the Wade one to the point of, hey, man, he's from Chicago, didn't you hear? You know, that type of stuff. But, like, I don't understand from a being good at basketball standpoint.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that there are some shaky moves. I think the team, I guess, bringing in Dwayne Wade will put some butts in the seats. But, I mean, other than that.
That's it.
I can't think of a reason how he helps the team. Helps the team take a step ahead.
Forward, exactly. Definitely. It was just putting, you know, the butts in the seats, like Dave just mentioned. And he gave a big FU to the Heat organization and Riley. It's not like he's going to get hated on when he goes back to Miami early on. They're scheduled, I think, sometime in early November to make their first trip down to Miami. He's going to get all love. The guy brought three championships, the finals MVP, multiple-time all-star, all-time leading scorer in Heat history. So it's going to be all love. It's just that Riley obviously said afterwards, I could have handled that differently, and he probably should have and just swallowed that pill and paid him. He's an old-school guy. Pat Riley doesn't want to pay aging guys that doesn't think that, you know, it doesn't help with flexibility, cap flexibility, going down the stretch in the future, locking Wade for 2 or 3 years at $20, $25 million plus.
So
I get why he made that. But obviously, if you re-sign Wade, you have Bosch coming back. You just signed Whiteside. You have a good core in Dragic, Winslow, Richardson, Tyler Johnson.
Like, why not pay your boy? Like, he's a leader. He's like the Heat won their first championship with this guy. Like, it's just.
It's their franchise, the face of their franchise.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you think Heat? Do you think Wade, man?
12, 13 years, yeah.
It used to be Tim Hardaway before that. Like, who cares?
And Alonzo Mourning.
Alonzo, yeah. Well, that's true. Is he still playing? No, he's not. I'll move on to my guys. Yeah. We were mentioning Rondo, but yeah, I'm going to go Sacktown. I'm going to go with the Kings. I feel like they're...
Well, you don't like their new arena?
Well, and their new logo.
I love their new outfits.
Yeah, their new logo's okay. It's like a hybrid of their... It's like the hybrid of their old logo with the new colors. But I think that they kind of got lost in the draft this year. They didn't do much on free agency, losing Rondo, but like they drafted like a forward center with what's his name?
Papagiannis.
Yeah, that's right. So it's like, why did they go in there? They have Cousins. You want to keep Cousins, right? Like he wants.
And they brought Scallon at the end of the first round of that trade. A couple of big men, but they are looking, I heard, to trade Kufis.
And Richardson as well, they drafted as well.
Yeah, Rudy Gay is and on the market. There's only a lot of question marks.
The only move I'm okay with is David Jager. Yeah. Jager, so, and I liked him. I mean, I don't think the Grizzlies should have even fired him. So, I mean, he's been a good guy. He did really well in the D League, won a championship there. George Karl was a bit of a disaster. Who could tame Boogie is the whole
but
bit.
But it was Mike Malone. Who had a good, great relationship with Cousins, and they let him go. And
that's right.
Cousins spoke out against that, like, what are you guys doing? It's finally the first coach I had a good chemistry, good relationship with, and you guys go and fire him. And since that time, Mike Malone and his whole family don't wear purple anymore.
I love it.
And he has a lot of purple ties in his closet, he said, because his wife's favorite color is purple, but she's not even wearing purple, and he's donated those ties.
That's commitment.
That's fair. That's commitment. I get it. But yeah, so I don't mind that coach, but still, like, I think they're lost in the West. They're definitely going to be one of the worst teams in the West. I think the Lakers just edge them. You know what I'm saying? So I just
hate it. But also, that's bad for Sacramento if they're once again missed the playoffs. Cousins, not again in the postseason.
I don't.
Coming up to a contract year.
He's always good after Olympics or FIBA championships.
He's good in general. 20-plus, 10-plus guy. Yeah. Gives you a few blocks.
He can be all-world every single game, and you still miss the playoffs in Sacramento.
And he's an all-NBA. Exactly. And that doesn't bode well for you when he becomes or getting close to free agency, because he's going to be like, you haven't done anything. I've gone through like 10 coaches.
Yeah.
We've never made the postseason.
Nobody
Why
goes to
should
these
I
games.
Sign? Why should I sign an extension? I'll just walk away in free agency, other trade him and try to get something for him. But if they don't make the playoffs and they don't add some real talent around him and get some stability in that organization, they're going to lose that guy.
They got to move. I think they might lose the team in Sacramento.
You think so after building that arena and spending that much money?
Yeah, they got to lose it. I think they're going to fold.
Back to Seattle.
I say they go to Seattle, yeah.
They should, but Seattle doesn't have an arena. And apparently the city council didn't vote.
I know, that was bad.
So hey, bring them back to Vancouver, baby.
Let's go, Grizz.
You got, like, what, 13 billionaires living in Seattle? Somebody just build one already. Get it over with. Bite
I know,
bullet.
There's
You'll
no...
You'll be a hero for the rest of your life.
There's
You'll never
no...
pay for a beer again.
There's no income tax? Like, come on. Like,
oh, there's no income tax?
That's why,
there?
What do you think Bill lives there for? Bill Gates lives there. Why do you think the Microsoft campus is there?
I did not know that. Nike campus is there, too. Oh, no, they're in Portland.
No, they're in Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Oregon.
Same thing.
Yeah.
The same city. All right, same city. It's the North Pacific Northwest. They're all big old bush.
Yeah.
All right.
Weed's legal everywhere.
All right, you give us your...
All right, I like or I like to not like my favorite team right now, which is the Milwaukee Bucks.
This is crushing for you.
You know what? They really blew it
this
year.
I didn't even pick the Lakers.
I was excited to...
Loyalty.
I was excited to watch the resurgence of the Bucks this year behind my point forward, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jabari Parker, who came into his own in the second half of the year. All they had to do was move out some of the dead weight. And, you know, whether that's Greg Monroe, whether that's Michael Carter-Williams, these are guys that don't fit into the current system, and they remain on the roster. And I can't figure it out, because if you look at their numbers defensively, with John Henson on the floor playing his 20 minutes a game, the guy was an absolute beast. They're the best defensive team in the floor. With Greg Monroe on the floor, they're a bottom five team. Like, that's a drastic change. And the fact that you went through an entire offseason peddling these players to anyone that would listen, and you weren't able to get anything for them, you weren't able to just move them, it seems crazy to me. In a summer where, no offense, Elias, Timofey Mozgov's getting a massive contract from a team that doesn't even need a guy with his skill set.
What about Dele? Dele's good.
You know what? I think that Dele is actually a pretty good fit. And I know that you're not serious when you say that, but I think that he's... He's got the motor that they need. I think he's a more effective player for their roster.
Bringing in a ring in that locker room? I think so.
That's true.
two final appearances. But Jason Kidd has won a ring, and he's their coach. We'll see. Maybe we'll see how the season goes with the Bucks, with Greg Monroe, Michael Carter-Williams. I think those are two guys that they can probably bait out and try to trade.
I still think they improve, but I just don't think that they improve the way that they should have. Maybe they sneak into eighth in the West in the East.
Do you like JK as a
Of course I do.
Coach?
I think he's a perfect guy to be leading a guy like Antetokounmpo into the point guard role. I think that that's a great situation, especially a great defensive point guard like Jason Kidd, too, a guy who's got the body, who's able to get the rebounds. It's a similar style to what Antetokounmpo can do. So, and I mean, hey, similar style to what Michael Carter-Williams can do when he does it consistently, and he just can't do it in Milwaukee. Just disappointing to see a team with so much promise waste an entire offseason.
Are you saying not to fear the deer this year?
Well, you can fear them for like 36 minutes a game. The rest of it, you can, you know.
Hey, they took down the Warriors. I'm happy with that. That was their championship.
That did feel good.
All right, Dave, we'll stick with you. Who are you looking forward to watching?
Oh,
your league pass pick.
Well, you know what? A team from the basement coming up. I like the Denver Nuggets. I think their team develops. We've seen what Jokic has done at the Olympics this year. Rio 2016, he's definitely a special player. I see like maybe a Marc Gasol type when he maxes out. The guy that can share the ball, maybe not a world class rebounder, but good around the net, can still defend. Doesn't get around the floor all that quickly, but he's a presence in the post, and he can really bring versatility to the offense. I think Moutier is going to take a big step this year. I think Gary Harris, Jamal Murray. Their backcourt is going to be more consistent and more versatile because they're going to be able to move the ball, shoot from different spots. Other than Moutier, everybody on that team can pretty well shoot the ball.
And his role will be to get them the ball, so they don't really need him to shoot. He's such a good passer in that one position.
Yeah.
You have Harris, you'll have Murray, two guys that can really shoot it, and Jokic in the middle who can get you a basket inside or even run the offense out of the post.
Definitely. Plus the injuries. I mean, they missed Gallinari for a lot of the season.
Wilson Chandler.
Chandler was missing for almost the whole year.
You get those vets back, and they should be solid to watch.
You don't have half the team playing out of position. And I just think it's going to be a good year for them. Hopefully Kenneth Faried gets back to his ferocity in the paint and starts grabbing those rebounds.
Right.
Like he did. Or maybe he takes a step. I mean, there were a lot of people that thought this was just going to be the year Kenneth Faried breaks out after his big world championship with the United States. So, I mean, maybe this is the year Denver takes a leap, and it may be a big one. They may end up pushing for a playoff spot.
All right. Will? So I'm going to go with someone totally on the board. The Golden State Warriors. No, I'm going to cut you. No, we've been talking about this team, and it's pretty obvious that they're a team to look forward to. It's going to be the Timberwolves. I mean, we talked about them, and it's too easy not to go for them. I mean, Tibbs coming in with this young crew, I think we're all looking forward to see what he does. I think Kevin Garnett's still older than Tibbs, though, isn't he? I think so. Garnett has not said he's going to retire, but he's on this team, still a leader. I think he's the only guy still from that 90s draft crew who's still playing in the NBA. Karl Anthony Towns returning, and I mean rookie of the year last year. I mean, pick another guy.
Wiggins.
I mean, pick another guy though to base your team around. Karl Anthony.
I don't think there's a center in the NBA with a higher ceiling than Karl Anthony Towns.
No,
right
I don't
now.
Think so.
I don't think that anybody that's in the league right now has the potential to be as good as that guy can be.
Right, and then we talk about Wiggins, right? Obviously, Canadian kid. I love watching him. I wish he played. We said that earlier, but for Canada, but. I think Wiggins can find his stride. He's maturing as a player. I mean, he came out of this draft a couple of years ago, and I think he's kind of in that spot where he's really like Jabari Parker is kind of. I think Wiggins has the edge right now as far as them progressing from the draft. I know you might argue with me with about that, but
no, I would agree with that.
I think
Parker losing the year. Set him back a little bit. I think Wiggins having that full year and being the guy with the ball in his hands, it really
that rookie season.
I
think Jabari is going to have a big year this year.
In
the summer, I saw some highlights of him playing in those leagues in the U.S.
Big.
And Chicago
he's
and stuff like that.
Weight.
Put on some weight. He was rebounding, passing, scoring, dunking on people. Mm-hmm. I think he should have a bounce.
Yeah,
back.
I saw that video too. It was awesome.
I think he should have a back. I think he should have a bounce back.
But
season.
I think Chris Dunn's the big impact.
Chris Dunn's
Dunn
good.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good pick for a guy like Tibbs who likes that kind of gritty defender. They have Rubio who's going to pass and get all these guys.
Rubio who's just coming
touches.
Out of the Olympics as well. He's been playing well for Spain.
And the dunk master, Zach LaVine.
And then Zach LaVine. So I think this team, is the team that I will be watching if I'm not watching the Warriors, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a team to watch because I'm going to watch every single team, of course. But one team that I think...
some of us like other sports.
Yeah. Well, I do too, but basketball is the best. Anyways, one team I think that will... that was the laughing stock the last couple of years will not necessarily be amazing this year, but I think they'll be more interesting and more entertaining to watch is the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, the addition of the first overall pick in Ben Simmons is going to help them. A guy that's 6'9", 6'10", 200 and something pounds, can handle the ball like that. His passing skills is off the charts. He can rebound and just gun it out.
It's like magic.
Shades of Showtime, almost said.
Yeah,
I definitely did say it.
But we'll never know if you said it or not.
I think we might have it recorded. Joel Embiid, who's healthy finally, will step on an NBA floor for the first time. A guy who's been compared to Hakeem Olajuwon at both ends of the floor. He can really get it on the defensive end. A big 7-foot center out of Cameroon. He can rebound, block shots, score. He has the low post moves. Dario Saric was coming out of...
But can he stand on his foot for an entire season? That's the big
question. That's the question.
Does he have Yao Ming disease, right? Yao Ming, that's how he retired, wasn't it? For a foot injury as well?
For a foot injury. And that's the thing with Embiid is that he's lost 2 years. Embiid has lost 2 seasons before he's even played a game. So now he's healthy. They didn't rush him back for the summer league. They want him for the season, so we'll probably see him in the preseason heading into the NBA. Me too.
Tons
just for the
potential.
Sake of the game, the potential, and just to see him play so that he won't be labeled as a bust without even seeing him play once. You know, Greg Oden, we get to see him. Michael Olamakandi, Bargnani, those guys, we got to see him play.
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton's not a bust.
Bill Walton won a championship with Portland.
He was an MVP.
But, 1978. And his career almost ended before it began in UCLA. So,
this sort of thing
happens to big men.
It's true. So, Dario Saric was coming over now from, he was playing the last couple of years in Turkey, who had a good showing in the Olympics for Croatia. Although he did get dunked on when playing against Serbia. It was
so sad.
It was.
I actually have that poster on my wall.
But him, now they signed a few vets as well, Philly. I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team, but they'll probably win like 30 games.
Yeah,
they're gonna be fun to watch. I think
Ben Simmons probably rookie of the year because he'll have the ball so much in his hand and he'll be able to do more than all the other guys that got drafted at the top of the leaderboard. Also, just another team, not gonna go too much in depth about it. It would be the Phoenix Suns.
Really, Barbosa, right? That's why.
The thing that worries me is their front court. Like, do you think Dragan Bender's ready to be a contributor right off the bat?
No, Marquise Chris.
Marquise Chris, maybe.
Yeah.
But Tyson Chandler.
They have Alex a loaded front court, but Devin Booker?
I love Devin Booker.
Yeah, I'm okay with DB.
Oh, obviously you love him. He's a Kentucky guy.
Yeah, he played on my dream team.
But yeah, those are some teams.
Yeah, let us know if you're into it.
Yeah, if you're into them or if we missed one or if you think other teams are worth watching this upcoming season.
Or maybe
we're
wrong about our thoughts.
Yeah, or a team that you think...
Unlikely.
A team that you think is not good, that didn't do good moves this summer other than the three we mentioned.
Right.
So let us know at the3nikki@gmail.com, on Facebook at the3nikki, Twitter Basketpod, Instagram the3nikki as well. Listen to us on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, SoundCloud, iTunes, rate and review check us out at 3inthekey.ca and let us know what you think. That does it for us this week.
All three in the key, we're in there.
We're back and we'll be back next week
back,
as
boys.
Well. We're not taking any more time off. We're committed to this.
Yeah, we're ready back.
Easy.
Are you planning a trip?
I might be gone next week. We'll see.
Are you?
Oh my God. That's it, guys. Also, other than just sending us who you want to watch this season or who you don't want to watch, send us your resumes.
Definitely.
Because Dave is going to be
replace
like, go.
This dude.
Yeah,
he is
this guy,
unbelievable.
He's taking too much time off. That does it for us. Peace.